Good morning to you all. Thank you all for tuning in to J Best For Real. I just want to come on here and talk to you all real quick, get 15 minutes of your time. Today we're going to be talking about anger. Again, this is the series of me that we are in. But go ahead and get this thing pop locking and dropping. Anger. Anger is an outlet. Anger is a feeling. It's an emotion. It is one of those things that dwells within our soul that us as humans resort to when we don't get our way or when things don't happen how we want them to, or things not necessarily how we want them to, but how they're supposed to, things don't go. And it's something that we do to cope. Anger is a cope, I'll say, because a lot of times when we are angered or we feel as if life is hitting us and we feel as if things aren't going as life expected them to, or the obstacles of life are becoming unbearable or overwhelming or over tempting, we tend to get angry, or sometimes some will say we get anxious, or we may get nervous, or things of that nature. And on the other side of the spectrum, we get excited and we become flabbergasted, and we're just amused and just ready to just go pursue. But today I'm talking specifically about anger. Anger is one of the biggest killers today in our world. And I say that because anger can cause a lot of things. Anger can cause heart disease. Anger can cause high blood pressure. Anger can cause high blood sugar. Anger can cause you to have respiratory, circulatory, skeletal problems. It can cause you to have so many problems in your life and you won't even know it. And I say that because a lot of times we hold grudges, and that focuses on the heart, the heart of that beats, that the heart that produces our blood. And why? It's because we put so much pressure in our soulish realm, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, which is your brain. And your brain is the heart of the spirit. Your brain and our bodies is the temple of the spirit, but our brains is the heart of the spirit. It is where we have the most warfare. It is where we have warfare. It is where the devil, the enemy, the adversary tries to attack. Why? He steals, kills, and destroys. He tries to steal your will, the will of God from you. He tries to kill you, and he destroys your destiny. And that's what he tries to do. But us as children of God are supposed to be able to overcome those things. Why? How? Well, by expression, by expressing how we feel. The Bible declares, for we are overcomers by the word, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we have to understand that whenever we voice how we feel and we express what we think, we don't hold in what we feel. We're not holding in all of those emotions. We're not holding in, you know, all of those feelings. We're releasing them so that they're not held up. Why do you think sometimes in some cases, whenever you're ever in a domestic dispute or in a relationship or whatever the case may be, and you're in an argument or a disagreement, debate, dispute about something, and then all of a sudden you're arguing or you're debating or whatever about one thing, and then now everything that you've had bottled up is starting to spew out. So now things that happened in the past is starting to come back up. Now you're using things against other people, and you're starting to use all of this stuff that you've just, what we call, swept under the rug. And now the rug has gotten too big and it's become noticeable that you've been holding in so much. It's become noticeable that you've been trying to hide how you've actually felt. It's become noticeable that now you're starting to trip over the rug. You're tripping over the things that you've been hiding because now you're becoming more angry. You're becoming more agitated. You're becoming more aggravated, and everything that happens in your life is just irritating, and you can't help it anymore. You can't stand it anymore. It's become unbearable. You're just wanting to unleash it, and you find the right time. You find the cherry on top, and once you get the cherry on top, you unleash. And now all of that stuff that happened, all of that baggage that you've been holding, all of those lots that you've been allowing to hang around with you, all of those lots that you've been allowing to travel with you. And I speak of lot is because when Abraham was told by God to travel away, he allowed Lot to come with him. But a lot of times we need to understand that lots can be baggage, lots can be people, lots can be feelings and emotion, lots can be plans and agendas that are contrary to the will of God. And so what we need to do is we need to figure out the things that God need and God wants in our life, and the things that God don't want, we need them to be extinguished from our lives so that we're able to move forth and we're able to go forth as children of God and children of prosperity and children of success and children of testimony. Because see, if we don't want to be victim of trial, victim of tribulation, victim of adversity, victim of calamity, we don't want to be the victim. We are the ones that are overcomers. We are the conquerors. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we have to understand we can't allow anger to settle. We can't allow anger to be what we resort to when things don't go our way. Why? Because that is a form of manipulation, and manipulation is a form of witchcraft. We can't allow our lives to be controlled by what we go through. We can't allow our lives to be controlled by the spirit of anger. Everything is a spirit. No matter how you look at it, no matter how you see it, no matter how you believe it, no matter how you hear it, everything is a spirit. And the spirit of anger is something that resides in the body of Christ heavily. When something don't go our way, we get mad. When something don't look right, we get mad. When something don't seem right, we get mad. And we always want to blame and point fingers. But we refuse to point fingers back at ourselves. We refuse to look in the mirror, give ourselves a reality check. We say, da 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 da, this, that, and the third. But we never look in the mirror. We never ask ourselves, what did I contribute? What did I bring to the table? What effort did I put in to make this a success, or to make this work, or to make this be as best as we could, or to make this be spot on, to make this be perfect? What did I contribute to? We point finger, we blame, and it's like, where were you? Where was I? What did I do to help? What did I do to make it right? Another thing that I've noticed, a lot of times we'll ask or request for someone to do something for us, and then when it's not done how we want it to be done, then we get angry at the process they went about in completing the assignment. Instead of acknowledging the fact that, first of all, they're doing it, and secondly, it's getting done, just not how you want it done. You know, we look at the small things. We look at the small issues, and that's how we get resentment. That's how the the anger. That's how the grudges are held. And that's how we have heart problems. That's how we have mental illnesses. That's how we have problems with the body. Because we don't allow ourselves to be, we don't hold ourselves accountable. We don't hold ourselves accountable. We pick and point and we pick and choose everybody else, and we pick through everybody else, and we tear everybody else down, and we correct everybody, and we consult with ourselves, and we bargain with ourselves, and we negotiate with ourselves. We try to make it as easy for us as we can, but for other peoples, we give them hell. The hell we go through is not for us to hold grudges. It's not for us to place bounties on people's head and to badger them about the things that they've been through or the things that they've gone through or the things that they've probably even caused. We're supposed to be the helpmates. We're not supposed to give people hell. No. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some people in this world who were born just for that. That's a whole other topic. I'm not going that deep. I'm not that deep. But we have to understand we can't allow anger to be what controls us. Because, see, I'm sure for those of you who listen, you've heard of this. You've heard this saying. If somebody can change your mood when you see them or when they're present, they control you. And that's the truth. You can't allow what other people do. You can't allow what other people say. You can't allow the way other people live to control the outcome of your life. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do that. Why? Because see, then now it's almost like, you know, you have some kids who have parents who live their life through their kids. So now you're allowing someone else to manipulate you and have control over you. And it's not even that they're doing it on purpose. You're allowing it. So we have to analyze the situation. Think before you react. I'll never forget my sixth grade language arts teacher. Her name was Mrs. Diamond. She would always say, think before you speak. Think before you react. Why? Because the actions we portray will determine the results we get. If you act out of anger, your results will come back in anger. What do I mean by that? Well, if I'm acting out of anger, say, look, if we talk about sports, when you play out of anger, what you do is you mess up. You overwork yourself. You try too hard. And it's not that you're giving 100%. You're giving really 50% because you're angry and you're wanting to release your anger, but you're releasing it in the wrong way. And I'm specifically talking about the sport of basketball. In football, it's different. See, in football, you can release your anger in tackles. Basketball, you can't do that. It's a fundamental sport. It's a sport that's about numbers and angles. 45-degree angle is the perfect angle for a shot. But if you're angry, your 45 might turn into a 55. Your 45 might turn into a 90, a 30. And see, then what happens is now you're putting more pressure on your body to have to work, and you're overworking yourself because you're not thinking yourself through. So my encouragement is that you analyze your situations. You think them through. You move yourself back. Step back, look at the bigger picture, and ask yourself, if I'm angry, if I act out of anger, what would this benefit me? What will this benefit the other person? What good would come out of it if I act out of anger? Yes, release your anger, but not towards people. Release it in private. Release it, give it to God. 1 Peter 5:7 declares, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he careth for you. So release it unto our Father. And I guarantee you, you'll have a marvelous day. Lord God, I thank you for this day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that from the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet, that every place that our feet shall tread, it shall be ours. Everything you desire for our lives, it shall be ours. I decree and I declare, oh God, prosperity. I decree and I declare success. I decree and I declare flourishment over everything, oh God. Entrepreneurs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, even the ones working the 9-to-5, oh God, even the ones that are just now beginning. Oh God, I ask right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that every demonic attack be canceled in the name of Jesus. Every demonic portal be closed from the north, south, east, and west, even the intermediate directions. And I pray, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, healing, deliverance, oh God, and freedom in your son Jesus' name, I do pray. I love you all. Jesus loves you. God loves you. And let the Holy Spirit release his love upon you as well. Be blessed.